Today's podcast is sponsored by the Aero Cart by Works. Works is reinventing lifting and hauling with the new Works Aero Cart. With the Aero Cart 8-in-1 all-purpose carrier from Works, heavy loads are easy to lift and haul because it's like having a wheelbarrow, a trailer mover, and a dolly all in one. Boy, I really could have used my Aero Cart for this trip, lugging all of my podcasting equipment on the road with me to Reno. It would have been a breeze because the patented turbo lift technology on the Aero Cart makes lifting 200 pounds feel like you're lifting just 17 pounds, and with two oversized wheels, even an awkward load would stay balanced, so I would never strain my back, which is not doing too great considering that I had to be riding on the airplane to get out here. You know, I've been watching people on works.com do all sorts of amazing feats, such as lifting heavy bags of topsoil, gravel, even a refrigerator without any help at all. You can move it all, you can lift it all, and you can also be hauling it all with the new Works Aero Cart. So go ahead, check it out. Go to aerocart.com, enter the promo code RHAP at checkout, and you can get free shipping and 10% off. That's aerocart.com, AEROCART.com, and receive free shipping plus 10% off at checkout. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sisterna back here for a very special edition of News AF on the road here from Reno. And this is going to be a little bit of a different episode because first off, I'm here with Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you? Live?
Boom. I'm pretty good. I was chip leader for a little while, but I didn't get any money for that. So, and then I went out of the tournament.
I'm sorry to hear that.
We're talking about poker.
But we do have somebody who did win a poker tournament here with us today, the great Boston Rob Mariano.
Thank you, Mr. Sestanino.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I feel better. I have money in my pocket and a trophy
in your pocket.
No, the trophy is being shipped to my house. Let me have my moment, Tyson. All right. We know that you just won Survivor more recently than me.
Yeah.
But I won the poker tournament more recently than you.
I've never won a poker tournament.
That does not surprise me.
All right, so what we're going to do, we just wanted to hang out with Boston Rob for a little bit. And then we're going to come back and Danny Bryson is standing by and we'll get into all of the news from the week.
I have a question.
Yes.
What does the news AF, what does the AF stand for?
Actual factual. This is the actual factual news.
No, it's a lot of unbelievable. Is that
news
really?
Stories.
Really?
Yes.
Really, Tyson?
Yes.
Yes.
Tyson, you better not play poker, buddy. I can tell you it does not stand for that. But we'll go with it.
We'll go with that.
For the underage,
family podcast.
The family audience.
Yeah. So we talk about all the different weird news that's going on and discuss all of the most important news stories of the week. But Rob, congratulations on your win last night.
You came
in and then like a wrecking ball took everybody out.
Oh, I see what you did there with the Miley Cyrus
yeah,
reference. That's pretty cool. It's like 2013.
It's surprising that you knew a Miley reference. Cyrus.
Yes, it was.
I always call her Hannah Montana.
Well, you know, I'm full of surprises, buddy.
Yeah. So are you pumped up to be back here with Tyson?
I am. I'm very excited. I am really digging his shoes. He has these gold-plated... Are they Asics? What kind of
Asics.
Shoes? Asics.
Yeah.
Gold-plated running shoes on. And
yeah.
A little
Japanese
bit jealous.
Right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Excited
Those are,
to be back
are lucky
in Reno.
Shoes, Tyson?
We're going to see if they're lucky because the ones I wore yesterday were not.
Yeah. Tyson has been spending a lot of time playing the slot machines, Rob. Is that a good piece of advice for him?
Well, you know what? For him, it's not a bad choice. He has a sound strategy. I can't post video to this, otherwise... I would show some footage from last year. I think he's about 0 for 600 or 700 now. It's more. I can tell from the look of his face.
No, it's about
more.
That. It's maybe about that. Yeah.
Tyson, do you feel like because Rob won a poker tournament, do you feel like there's more pressure on you to win a poker tournament?
Well, I feel like I'll hear about Rob's win less if I can win a poker tournament by the end of the week. Otherwise, I've probably get pictures of you cash told me texted to me like every day for the next year.
You had to win in Blood versus Water was because Rob had won Redemption Island and you felt like there was a lot of pressure for you to keep up.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
He wanted to steal the glory. Yeah. He's a glory hog.
Rob has been in the limelight long enough. It's Tyson's time to shine.
That's what happened on Heroes and Villains too. He'd had enough of me after how many days.
The only way to take Rob out is to get
to
me
leave.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah. We had a nice breakfast this morning. We went that it was the three of us and Stephen Fishback.
Yeah. Compliments of Boston Rob Mariano.
Yes, thank you, Rob, for that.
You're welcome. It's the least I could do.
It's a drop in the bucket compared to your winnings.
It was just a drop. But it's okay.
Steven, I think, said he's got breakfast tomorrow.
Oh, boy. We got to get that on video.
Should we order like the most expensive, like lobster and stuff for breakfast?
I'm gonna see if we can get lobster.
Okay.
Even if they don't have it on the menu, I'm going to see if we can
order it.
Charter a boat. We'll call tonight and have them start fishing.
Okay.
Back in Boston.
Fresh.
As much as expensive seafood as they can get into Reno, we're having that for breakfast tomorrow if Steven is paying.
I don't even like caviar, but I'll chew it and spit it out if he's paying.
Yeah, I'll order it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. what was that?
That was flick it to the side after I...
Like a motion.
Yeah, yuck.
On a podcast.
When Tyson and I were voted off of Heroes versus Villains for the jury trip... Oh, pre-jury trip, we went to Australia and we had a handler who I don't know if we'd call him stingy, but he didn't want to pay for any of our meals, and oftentimes Tyson and I would go out to eat after being starving on the island and order two and three dinners at a time,
and we finished them.
And I specifically remember one time we went to a really nice restaurant and the waiter came over and Tyson said, "What are your specials?" And the guy said, "We have a beautiful, beautiful filet mignon. It's X amount of dollars, and we have the lobster." And Tyson looked at him dead in the face. And he said, "I'll have both."
And the handler didn't want to pay for stuff.
Oh. I think he was getting harassed from the powers that be because we were spending
money.
A lot of money. We were going to like Western Union every other day and pulling like 7 to 10 grand. It was pretty great.
Yeah. And you're trying to recreate that here.
I'm trying. On Stephen's dime. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. How did you do last night, Tyson?
The first tournament, I was running really well, and then I just like started playing stupid. Mm-hmm. And then the tournament that Rob won, I rebought like 5 times, and I could not win a hand.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Rob only bought in once and won the entire thing. So it's probably rigged. I think it's rigged.
It was rigged?
Yeah. Probably rigged.
Did you feel like it was rigged?
Yeah. I'd have to agree. It was probably rigged.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure the other 150 people in the tournament would probably agree with you also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yes. All right. So are you excited to play more poker today, Tyson?
Yes. Very, very excited.
Because I don't think a lot of people know this, that you take this very seriously. Like you've really, since you first came out to the last Run It Up Reno, you were really, you know, you've like really tried to work on your game, hone your craft.
I have too, a little bit. Jason Somerville came out to my house last year.
Yes.
And if I start winning tournaments, he said that I can start telling people that I am his protege.
Oh, but if you keep losing, if you keep losing,
he said, "Wait till I win to advertise that."
Has Tyson reached out to you, Rob, for advice on how to be a better poker player?
No,
Rob told me the most important is know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and then what was the rest of it?
I told you when you get near the slot machines, run,
run,
run, run to them or run away from them.
Depends on the lucky feeling that you have.
And you feel like you've come a long way as a player?
We'll see by the end of the week.
Yeah.
Right now, I've been doing about it. The last year, knowing almost nothing, I did about as well as I have so far done.
Because you were saying you had you were the chip leader yesterday.
Yeah, I was the chip leader for a while. PokerNews.com even let people know, let the world
know. PokerNews.com.
Yes.
Let the world know.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't
breaking
know.
Breaking news.
Yeah,
Tyson's the chip leader.
Yeah. Early chip leader over here, Rob. I won.
Well, that's cool. What did you get for that?
Just a good feeling.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad that you're feeling good about yourself. You know what makes me feel good?
Yeah, let's see the wad of cash.
$5,000 in my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyson, could you describe the
for all the thieves out there currently in Reno, we're not at the Pepper Mill, and it's not Boston Rob Mariano that's holding $5,000 in a rubber band in his pocket. Yeah.
Can you talk about Rob's wallet style?
It's Rob has, he said for the last 20 years, he's had the same two rubber bands holding his.
Yeah, as a present for being on the podcast today, Rob, I have two new rubber bands for you.
To a wallet.
These are high quality.
Those are rubber bands. That's a wallet.
Thank you, Rob. I mean, I don't know what to say. I really appreciate it.
In case
that.
Any of your rubber bands break in the next couple days.
God, I wish I had something for you too.
Yeah.
You've given me enough, buddy.
Could you just talk about what is the next couple of poker events that you're going to be playing in Tyson?
So the first one today is a Survivor tournament, and it has nothing to do with the show Survivor.
Yes.
But what it is you just have to make it to the cash, and then everybody splits the prize purse evenly. So I think it's the top 10%, probably.
I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
Top 10% all split the prize. So it's like a $200-ish buy-in, and if you make the cash, it's $1,000 minimum.
Well, then I guess it'd be the top 25%.
Why? Go.
Well, it's $250 buy-in, and you win $1,000. Then for every four people in it, you win three.
Okay,
it's okay, bro. It's math.
But the casino doesn't take any.
They'd probably take the little bit. Maybe you're right. You're right, Tyson. It's probably like 22.5%.
Okay,
we'll see.
There you go.
Okay. We'll see.
We'll negotiate.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's more than 10, though.
So, besides poker, are you planning to do anything else while you're here?
I'm going to hit the pool.
Yes.
At some point. I brought a bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll probably play slot machines because that's like one of the surest short-term investments you can make with cash. And right now, like, I'm trying to convince Rob that he should also play some slots. I mean, with $5,000.
Boston Rob.
Because you already know how cool slot machines are.
Well, you play high-stake slots.
Have you played slots yet?
I mean, not here in my life I've played them, but I'm not a big slot machine guy.
Not yet.
What would Nicole say if she saw you putting four $100 bills into a slot machine?
I think that she might.
With two kids at home.
Yeah, she.
I only have
her
one
response
kid,
would be like, oh, well, if you could spend money on that, then I'm going to go buy whatever I want because I'm the one always telling her, like, hey, stop spending money. She's like, well, if you can spend frivolously, now I'm going to go back on, you know, Amazon.
Well, slot machines definitely a losing proposition in the long run. But let's just say that you put money into something and you got a return on it.
Yes.
You could always make the argument to me that purse or whatever you bought on Amazon is not.
Right,
gonna return. Dividends.
Unless it's a collector's item 20 years down the road.
Go up in value?
Yep.
Collector's item? Yeah. I think I would just say that if I won money playing, I think I would just, like, I would just, like, make it seem like I played, like, the dollar slot machines. Like, I wouldn't, like, we wouldn't go that far down the conversation of, like, oh, I made $1,000 playing slots. Like, well, how much, like, she's not, it's not that in tune with gambling where it's like, well, how much money did you have to put in to win that?
That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
You just talk about the wins.
Right.
Yeah.
And
right.
Not the losers. Yeah. You talk
and
about
I make
the gross
the,
and I not make the net.
I make the losers seem like a little less too. Right. Oh, it was probably like a couple bucks. I don't know, 20 bucks, I think.
They have a number for you. It's 1-800-GAMBLERS-ANONYMOUS. Better be careful.
Like, do you feel like that you have like an urge to keep gambling?
I love gambling
because you don't really have any vices, Tyson. This could be it for you. You don't drink. You don't smoke.
It's a good thing that I can still get the super premium rate on my life insurance, even with gambling.
Well, the cool thing is, if you start gambling and become one of these real bad degenerates,
yeah.
You can in time pick up some of these other bad habits like drinking and smoking.
Yeah.
They kind of go together.
Hand in hand. Yeah.
So you have something to aspire to.
Okay.
Will you be Tyson's sponsor and make sure he doesn't go down any like dark paths?
No. No.
He can call you at any time.
He
absolutely not. Do not call me. But please do take videos so that I could use them against you in the future.
Okay. Snapchat. Yeah.
All right. So what should Tyson do to try to stay on the straight and narrow?
Probably go home to his wife. Rachel, I know you're not here this year, but he needs a sponsor. Someone to hold his hand.
Rob, are you feeling good? You feel like you have another win in you during this Reno trip?
I hope so. I don't know. I'm a little bit tired.
After you win a poker tournament, do like the other guys like kind of like glare at you? Like, is there like some player hating that goes on? Like, certainly in Survivor there is.
Don't hate the player.
But in poker, like, do the other people, like, are people like just like are they happy for you, or they're like, oh, that should have been me?
No, I mean, I think for the most part, most people understand the game and that there's a ton of variance in the game. And what that means is, like, you can have the best hand and lose. And over the long run, there's going to be ups and downs. And you don't kind of focus so much on individual wins and losses and results, but it's more of a long-term proposition. So for the most part, people, I think, are understanding. I mean, obviously, if someone knocks you out, there's a certain degree of gentlemanness, you know.
Yeah. Gentlemanness.
Gentlemanness. Because last night, like, when I was playing, because I barely know what I'm doing.
Think of a good one.
There's sportsmanship.
Sportsmanship.
Yeah.
Or gentlemanness.
Or gentlemanness. They're synonymous, yeah.
I guess if it was a man and a woman, it would be, what would that be?
A man and a woman?
Yeah.
Sportspersonship.
Sportspersonship.
Yeah, if we're gonna be like politically correct.
Okay.
But when I was at the table last night, because I barely know what I'm doing, like I really like I felt like anytime I like beat somebody in a hand, I really was like felt the need to like really like. You know, rub it really it was. It was. Yeah. It was very
you felt
lucky.
The need to rub it in.
No. The opposite. Like I really.
Apologize. Especially if you win and you shouldn't have won.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that happened. But,
yeah. But you really don't mean it.
Yeah, you don't.
But
mean
you say it all
but
the time.
They know you don't mean
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And you know what the
and they say it's okay, but also in their
no,
mind
what
it's
say,
not
they
okay.
They say to you a nice hand.
Yeah.
And that basically means
F you.
F off.
Yeah.
Nice hand.
So, nice hand. Yeah.
Yesterday, a guy shoved all in, but he had low stack with pocket nines, and I had pocket fours, and I just called him because it wasn't a big call for me at the time because I was chip leader in the moment.
Right.
And he
spiked the four. You got a four, and you knocked him out.
Correct.
And he said, nice hand to you.
And I said, I'm sorry.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you mean it?
No.
Did you have trouble sleeping?
None. Oh. Well, yeah. I did,
that
but
was
it wasn't
nice
because
of you.
That.
That was very gentlemanly.
Gentlemanness. Gentlemanness.
Gentle personship.
Yeah.
Right?
Sports
yeah.
friendly.
Sports personly.
Sports personship. All right. So you want to get to bring in Danny?
Yeah, let's bring in Danny.
Okay.
Danny?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the news. That
he's been waiting the whole time?
The whole time.
For us to just do that?
Yeah.
Oh, bro. Sorry, man.
All right, well, Rob, we'll talk to you during the show time, unless you are doing so well in the tournament that you are indisposed.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I'm done.
You're done.
Okay.
Unless you don't want to be.
No, that was fun.
That was
awesome.
Fun. Don't invite me back. Is that?
You guys,
wait, is this
what
like
time?
A poker, like nice game?
Nice hand.
What time should I be here tomorrow?
No, we only do this once a week.
Oh,
you want to do it again tomorrow?
You want to do it again tomorrow? At daily
well,
news AF?
Don't call me. I'll call you.
Okay.
Okay. Peace out.
All
hey,
right.
You got to tell the audience because everybody can hear that. It sounds like you're farting.
You're sitting
on a pleather chair.
Even if I'm really trying to, I think that the microphone isn't picking it up.
But
Rob loves pleather.
Yes.
I'm going to go up and start playing the tournament when I get done here. Are you going to play it at all, do you think?
I think I'm going to go take a nap.
And then show up.
And then maybe come in a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fashionably late.
All right. Well, the great Rob Mariano.
All right. That's enough of that.
We're going to take a quick break.
Any of you know him as Boston Rob from Boston?
Nice hand.
Take a quick
later,
break.
Boys.
We're going to come back with Danny right after this.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
All right, and we are back here, News AF, live from the Pepper Mill in Reno at Run It Up. Tyson, how are you doing? Still good?
So good.
Yeah, Boston Rob wasn't breaking your chops too much?
No.
Okay.
Do you think I broke his chops too much?
No, I think it's good. I think you guys have a good rapport.
Even Steven.
Yes, that's like my relationship with Steven, that we make fun of each other for being the knowing is know-it-all.
I thought you were going to say it's like your relationship with Nicole.
No, that's not even, that's just contemptuous. All right. Also, let's bring in the eye in the sky. Here is the great Danny Bryson.
Woo, on location.
Yay!
Yes, Danny was standing by, waiting for us to finish talking with Boston Rob. Were you like, hey, guys, come on, move it along already?
No, I enjoyed it thoroughly. Tyson had some of his best comments of the day in that earlier podcast. I do have a question, though.
Yes.
There is a video on Snapchat that Tyson posted of a strange woman putting her hands all over Steven. What's going on there?
Masseuses roam the poker rooms, and you can pay him to give you a massage.
Whoa.
Rome. So yeah. They roam the poker rooms. Do they identify themselves as such, or is this just people coming up and offering
like
massages?
It's like the cocktail waitresses. They just are masseuses that come around and they have like a belt with like some masseuse tools on there, like maybe oil and
like a Batman belt, but for a masseuse.
Exactly. And then they're just like, hey, would you like a massage? And you're like, yes. And then they give you a massage and they're like, that's $250. And you're like, oh no, whoa, never mind, I didn't want that.
Can you pay him in chips?
No, because poker tournament chips are worthless.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. Yeah. That's why like 500 chips can be worth $10 million.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
10
Did you
million
get a massage?
Chips can be worth zero.
Now, Danny, let's update the audience because you were supposed to be here with us originally. You're joining us via Skype right now, which I'm a little bit still impressed with this setup that we're somehow able to make this work. What happened? Did you miss your flight?
No, I did not miss my flight.
Like Josh Wiggler and I did?
No, I don't miss flights. I've only missed one flight in my entire life, and it wasn't really my fault. So I don't miss flights. What happened was I was gone all weekend, and then I told my wife, okay, well, I'll see you on Monday. And she didn't look pleased. And so I inquired further, and that was a mistake because basically I, let loose the floodwaters. And, you know, she's got a grievance here. She had spent the whole weekend with three kids, which is like a prison sentence. And she was just wanted some time away from the kids. So I just said, you know what? I'm going to stay home. I feel comfortable in my room talking to Rob and Tyson, my spunk bunker. I'll just stick it out here. And then
the spunky bunk,
I'm going to take her and the kids, down, to one of the national parks here the next day or two.
Okay.
What a good dad.
Good dad. Yeah.
I'm not a good dad. Just because I did one good thing doesn't mean me a good dad.
So, I just want to not be in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to smooth the waters.
So, Danny, here's the thing. So, Danny also spent the entire weekend avoiding me.
Yeah. Why?
I had no phone service.
He had no phone service. Mm-hmm.
And then I was gone.
But I texted him and asked him to exercise and stuff. I reached out to him knowing that he likes to exercise. I was like, it's not my thing anymore, but I know Danny loves it. So, and...
Did you do that because you knew he was away?
No.
And then, I want to go exercise today. Where are you?
Is what if I would have made as big a stink as the missus? Like if I would have been like, you were away all weekend. I didn't get to exercise once with you. And now you're not even coming to Reno where we could also exercise there if we wanted.
Why don't you and Rob exercise, run on treadmills next to each other?
Run it up on treadmills.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, Tyson. Now I feel bad. You probably put on 5 to 10 pounds this past weekend because I wouldn't go out with you.
Will you take me to a national park?
I will. I invite you all the time. I get all sorts of invites.
I've been to a national park with you recently, actually.
I go all the time. I love the NPs.
Yep.
Would you go if it was not a national park? If it was just a
state park?
State park.
Yes, actually, I will go to state parks. Okay. They're not beneath me. Now, Robert, are you going to come to a national park with us?
I would. I would because while I am pretty averse to exercise normally, that I give in very quickly to peer pressure. So
if
there were people that were making me do stuff, then I would feel like I would have no other choice.
Wouldn't that make Reno kind of a dangerous place for you if you're very prone to peer pressure?
I guess so. But who are my friends? I've got a guy who doesn't drink at all. another guy. I don't know that Steven's not that crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob's just going to play poker the whole time. Josh Wiggler is going to write a bunch of articles.
And
who is the bad influence here on me?
Well, it doesn't sound like you have any bad influences. You've got the best friends.
You really have good friends.
Yeah. Pretty stable group here. All right, well, let's get into talking about the news stories where we have, lots of stuff coming up today here in Reno. So why don't we start off with a study? This was a very important study as far as we are concerned, because it is from the Social, Psychological, and Personality Science Journal, which Tyson gets a subscription to.
Yep,
every week. That reveals that people who frequently take selfies are, as many would guess, more narcissistic and frequently overestimate how attractive they are. Tyson, are you buying or selling this?
I'm buying this. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. I mean, if you go through somebody who's like a selfie-based Instagram, you know that they think they're more attractive than you think they are attractive.
Yeah. Danny, you take some pictures on Instagram. Do you take a lot of selfies?
Almost no selfies.
Yes. Why is that?
Because I'll take a selfie and then I will overanalyze the living shit out of that selfie until the picture has been basically ruined by my overanalyzing. And then I'm just don't post anything.
Yeah. So do you feel that people who are taking these selfies, you think that they're overestimating their attractiveness?
They have to, if they're willing to put it up like that in front of, you know, hundreds or millions of people. Tens. They must think something of themselves. I mean, I once read that Kim Kardashian takes hundreds of a selfie before she chooses out of those hundreds of selfies she wants to use. So, I mean, think about that. I mean, what does that say about her if she's taking hundreds of them just to post one?
So she has a lot of time.
Mm. Yeah, well, a lot of time. And she must really just think she looks amazing.
Yeah.
Contrary to all, you know, evidence.
Popular opinion.
This is how the study was done, that they had college students take selfies and then had someone else take a photo of them. And then the two photos were then rated by the subject and a third party based on attractiveness, likability, and narcissism. And unsurprisingly, the frequent selfie takers were rated as more narcissistic by the third parties and rated themselves as more attractive than the third parties did. Interestingly, the third parties overwhelmingly rated the photos taken by others as more attractive than the selfies. So do you think, is there narcissism in terms of people's photography skills? Like, oh, look at that selfie. I nailed it. Look at the light composition.
So the study is basically saying, have someone else take a picture of you and then you use that, right?
Correct. They'll do a better job.
Okay.
I think part of it is that it just, when you see a selfie, it turns you off. So automatically you're giving it a lower score.
Mm. Yeah.
I think I really do think that's part of it.
Yeah.
I also think that you know when a person takes a selfie because there's only so many options, right?
Well, not with a selfie stick.
Well, even with a selfie stick, the guy's got the arm out there unless, you know, they're trying really hard to keep it by their side. But if someone takes a picture of another person, maybe they get a little bit of extra credit because you think at least they have one friend who also thinks their face is worth looking at.
Tyson, do you have a selfie stick?
Full disclosure here, Rob. I've never wanted a selfie stick in my life. And Rachel put one in my stocking this year at Christmas.
And you use it?
No.
Great stocking stuffers. Nope.
She put it in my stocking and she's like, now we can take selfies all the time when we're on our trips. And I was like, ah. And every time we're on our trips, she's like, oh, pull out the selfie stick. I'm like, oh, I left it at the hotel. And so it's like a constant battle of me like trying to leave it places so I don't have to pull it out and be seen holding one. Mm-hmm. And her being like, get it out so we can take a good family picture. So yeah, I own one. I've tried to use it a couple times, but I just feel bad about it. It's like there's some part of me that I just can't bring myself to feel good about using.
Like, don't tell Boston Rob you have one.
Probably not. Yeah. And I feel like probably I've already said too much on this podcast.
So here's a question. I do film myself a lot.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, but that's different. Cause it's like,
is that night,
GoPro?
Liz doesn't know. And you have the hidden cameras in the room.
Yeah. And it's only being broadcast to a select number of people who are into the,
and most of the time it's just you from the neck down.
Yeah, I mean, they can't see. And I'm wearing, you know, that those latex female right. body suits. Yeah. So it's technically not me on a lot of levels.
Yeah. It's Branny Dyson.
Branny Dyson. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I have a selfie stick. I like it. I feel like I don't have a lot of opportunities to use it. I wonder if that makes it, does that get me out of this? Is this that sort of like, am I not narcissistic or am I more narcissistic if I use a selfie stick?
You're more.
I think we're all, narcissistic.
You invested in taking more selfies.
Yeah. And it has like the little clicker also. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good.
Look, we're all narcissistic enough to think that people would want to listen to what we have to say.
Yeah.
So right here, having right. this podcast That's already true. Says a lot about us.
And I mostly use the selfie stick for like to do like Periscope or something like that, just to hold the camera in a different way.
Oh, that's
As
cool.
opposed to like, I rarely think like, oh, people are going to really want to see this picture of me. So I think that I do use it, but more for like streaming than taking pictures.
Well, I'm ready to see a lot of pictures of you on Snapchat now that I'm following you. I'll keep going.
All right. Let's talk about another story. And so this is having to deal with a story of a man in Saudi Arabia. He made the news this week when he reportedly ended his marriage minutes after the ceremony.
The dream.
Broke up with the woman who would not stop taking calls on her cell phone from friends congratulating for long enough for the couple to become intimate on their honeymoon. This led to the man asking her if her friends were more important to her than he was. And ultimately, he filed for a divorce. All right.
This is in Saudi Arabia. Does that mean like she gets her thumbs cut off?
Yeah. This is the first night this guy's seen her face, her hair, any of her skin.
Yes.
Like he's going to want to be intimate.
I mean, I'm not familiar with how the custom works.
Just made it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to be, you know, ignorant or insensitive. Is that what, Danny, do you understand like what's going on here?
I mean, other than your husband, I don't think people are allowed to see much of your body. So Tyson might be close to the mark on this.
Yeah. So that, well, I mean, I feel like that's kind of, you know, kind of with siding with the guy here, like, hey, come on. Like, who's like he's the, you text a happy wedding. You have to write back right away. Get right back tomorrow.
Yeah.
He Britney Spears it. Didn't she get super quick divorce?
Yes.
Everybody did. That's famous, except for me.
Now, what does the guy look like? Did she know what the guy looked like before this?
Yeah. I mean, maybe she'd never seen the top of his head, but for the most part, she'd seen everything else. Maybe. Yeah. Depending on what he wore. They also wear a looser type of clothing.
Yeah, a looser garment.
What if he had like a basketball sized goiter that had just been, or not goiter, but some kind of tumor or cyst?
Yeah. You think she saw him naked and was like, oh, I got to get answer my all my friends on cell phone.
You know, maybe she was just nervous. Yeah. Right.
Oh,
she's like, oh man, I've never seen one of those before. I got to answer this call. Hold on. We'll do this in a minute. Yeah. I just got to
I'm excited. Believe me, I'm excited. Yeah. But let me answer these calls first.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get a break off a piece of that. Oh, my phone's ringing. Yeah.
I was fighting with my wife on my honeymoon quite a bit. Not exactly this, the same thing, but my wife kept going on Facebook. And said, I had one rule when we went on honeymoon. I'm like, we are not posting on Facebook while we're on our honeymoon, because if we're posting on Facebook, it looks like we're not having that much fun and we're too busy checking Facebook. So I want people to think that we're enjoying ourselves and we're having a fun time. No posting on Facebook. She's like on Facebook all the time. Like, and it was very frustrating for me.
So it looked only you were having a good time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you know what will really kill a honeymoon?
What's that?
And I know there's a lot of, Tyson's thought of a lot of things.
Yeah.
But what really kills a honeymoon is a wedding before it.
Oh.
Because the wedding has already sapped all of your strength. It was probably one of the most horrible experiences you've ever gone through.
Wait, why is it so horrible?
Because you have to talk to all these people you don't really know. You got to schmooze.
There's money involved.
It's just a huge headache.
You have to pretend that you're grateful for.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And your bride is stressed out about the catering, the parking, the makeup, the hair, the dress. Did so and so show up? Why didn't they talk to me? The pictures. And by the end of that, you're like, holy shiz, I just aged 10 years.
Yeah.
In one night.
Wow.
And so the honeymoon comes around, you're like, no, I just, I, I got to go. I need some time to myself.
Can I go by myself on a guy honeymoon?
Yeah. Just guys. I need a break from this whole thing. And it's only been 12 hours into it. So. Yeah.
Wow. Well, this is a real window into your world, Danny.
Oh, come on. This is a window into most grooms' world. The wedding is... That's why, I mean, you have to remember Mormon weddings don't have alcohol to kind of smooth things along. Maybe that's it. You experience everything 100% sober. And so it's that much more, you know, just it leaves that kind of impression. Yeah, it's real.
Yeah. So how do you feel about this woman's chances now on the rebound now that is, as a divorcee?
Oh, she's got no chance.
No chance?
I mean, I'm just going to make a ton of generalizations when it comes to Saudi Arabia
and their,
divorcee culture, but it's probably something like the Americas in the late 1800s.
Nobody's going to want to date previously married woman with no thumbs.
I just feel like if she's out dating again and it comes up, oh, were you married before? Like, yeah. Oh, like, oh, what happened? Like, well, that I married the guy, and then on our wedding night, like all my friends kept texting, and then I was writing back to them, and got really mad, and so we broke up. Maybe she could sort of spin it like, you know, the guy was really insufferable. I think that maybe, you know, if she's a catch, I think she should be fine.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think so.
The thing is, you wouldn't know because you can't see anything of her.
So you had to go off personality alone, which we know is not enough to woo any man.
Well, that's not true, but the problem is off of personality and her backstory, which, by the way, is just a big poison pill that the new groom is going to have to swallow.
Yeah.
A long time ago, we used to talk about one of the new shows coming to WeTV, which was Sexbox. Danny, were you familiar with the TV show Sexbox?
I read one article about Sexbox, so I'm very limited in my knowledge of it.
Picture this. You and Liz on stage in front of a live studio audience, giving pointers about how to have sex, then go back into a box and have sex where everyone in the audience can listen to you and then come out and get critiqued.
Look, normally, I mean, normally it's like 20, 30 minutes. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
This isn't normal at all. Those sounds you heard, I had a lot of spaghetti before.
There's a pleather couch.
There was spaghetti. There was a leather couch in there.
I normally don't sweat this much. I mean, and I'm sure some of these people in the front row can smell me. That is unusual.
Yeah, that's not me. It's her.
That's not me. It's her.
That's Liz.
Yeah. Well, Sexbox is coming back. It's a British show which debuted in 2013. This time there will be two sex boxes. And this time around, the show will feature couples who get their tips from the audience before going in. And then... they will have some people on this season who are having sex for the first time in the sex box with their mutual friends in the audience. How does that conversation come up?
I just thought of it even, sorry to disregard what you just said, but I just come up with an even better idea. Have two boxes, the audience comes in, the people start having sex, and you know the people are trying to picture or imagine who's in the box, and then suddenly the great reveal is that one of the boxes actually has farm animals.
And you have to guess which one people. Is which.
And you comment on each one, like, do you think they love each other from what you heard? Do you think that they're passionate about each other? And then it's revealed that it was farm animals. And it would just, I don't know. I was just thinking about that. I thought that'd be a great reveal.
Yeah, not bad.
The whole thing about having sex
box.
First, your first sexual experience in the box. I mean,
this is how that conversation starts.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to get paid 10 grand to have sex on TV in a box?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess so.
There you go.
Do you feel like, is that a form of prostitution?
I kind of feel like it is.
Yeah.
Like the audience is kind of being, someone's paying so the audience can kind of be there and have sex with you mentally.
Well.
Because prostitution would be paying, one person pays another person for sex. These people are voluntarily having sex.
Yeah, it's probably, but I don't think it's voluntarily. I think they're getting compensated to be on this show.
Yeah, I think it's part of a broader conversation of that would be, is pornography prostitution? And I feel like that at its essence, it is not. So I would say that Sexbox
is... Yeah, but you've always been a pro pornography type of guy.
Yes.
Because there are there are some people who would probably consider it a form of prostitution.
Mm. Whoa. The box contains an entire shelf of lube.
Yes.
Do you need an entire shelf?
I feel like if it's there, you'd have to
use it. It's like a restaurant where you go and there's like all these, we have like 12 different kinds of hot sauce. I think it's like whatever you're in the mood for is probably, it's probably not all the same brand.
Yeah, but let me ask you this.
Yes.
Because if, let's say you go in there with Nicole.
Yes.
And there's a whole shelf of different lubes.
Yes.
You have to use all of them at once, right?
I would not think so.
I want the guy to go in and be like, we have to restock this entire thing. Like your clothes are just drenched in lube as you come out of the box. I feel like that would be my play. I would lube all my clothes up. So I'm just like, it's just like, looks like I'm covered in latex.
And so you want the interviewer to be like, so what happened in there?
I'll be like, it got wacky, fucking crazy.
And for your, and one of your comments coming out should be, if these are edible lubes, they don't taste very good. Yeah,
these lubes taste terrible.
How much is too much when it comes to eating and drinking this lube? Because I've had a lot.
I didn't know which lubes were his and hers, so I just used all of them.
Check them out. All right, so we'll have more updates on Sexbox potentially as it comes along. So, all right, another gambling story. We talked about with Boston Rob whether or not Tyson is headed towards some sort of a compulsive gambling habit.
A lifetime of sadness.
There's a Canadian man who is a compulsive gambler, and he is finally getting his breast implants removed after he got them for a bet with his friend 20 years ago. This man and his friend bet $100,000 that he would not get the breast implants. The man took the bet, got 38C implants, and the whole story was recently featured on an episode of the show Botched, where he discussed wanting to get them removed. And this person welched on the bet. Now, I remember this guy from when he first got them. I feel like that he was on Howard Stern a bunch of times talking about this. And he was like a celebrity.
And he actually said that he liked all the attention he got from having the boobs. And so he was like kind of like, and he said like even like his sex life, he was getting more attention from women and all this stuff. And so I wonder now, I bet he's just getting bigger. I mean, because you start out like a conservative size and then you get, you work your way up to a double D.
Do you feel like he's getting saggy?
He's probably getting saggy. He needs to, you know, firm him up a little bit.
Yeah. So, Danny, what's your take on this guy?
He's a brave man. He's a brave man. No, I, you know, why would you want, it's extra baggage. If you're a guy, be glad you weren't born with those things. Running, he probably doesn't run, but I can't even imagine running with those. Then you have to buy a bra, and then you have to, he probably had a bro, and then he has awkward conversations with his daughter. It's just,
How come he's allowed to show his nipples in all the photos on his boob job, but girls still can't, dude? Free the nipple.
That is actually a very good question, because it is bizarre to see, like, you could cover his head, and they're,
This story is from the Daily Mail in the UK, and I kind of think that they might also not. Yeah, I think that they might not censor topless female stories. Also,
you think they might, or you know for a fact?
I don't know for a fact, but I feel they do, Rob.
They do? For the most part, they censor. It's not
for
like
the most
what,
part.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that maybe a nip gets through every now.
If this
and
was
then.
USA Today, I think they would blur the picture.
Yeah, it's not like page six. Spread in a British newspaper or whatever it is. So, Rob, how much would I have to pay you to get a pair of 38Cs?
Boy, I mean,
you're inside a lot, and not a lot of people are seeing you.
Yeah, you know, they say that there's like a certain like quality of life where, you know, you make a certain like dollar amount a year, and then it's like, I feel like it's like it's not high. It's like, you know, I feel like it's like if you make like $50,000 in a year, like you're not that much happier to make, you know, double your salary, as opposed to like there's like a happiness line. And I feel like that whatever you were going to pay me, I feel like that, you know, my life is fine right now.
So $1 million, $1 million. You're not going to take $1 million.
I don't think I would. I don't think I would.
$20 million. $500 million.
And then when can I take them out?
When the money's all gone.
You have to, When the money's all. No, you have to have
him for
a year.
This guy didn't even get the $100,000, Danny. It's not
he
like.
Didn't?
No, that's why he's pissed.
The guy backed out on the deal?
Yes, that's the story. That's why he's getting them removed. The guy never paid the bet.
Well, the original bet was he only had to keep them for a year.
Well, he kept them for 20 years.
I know, because he got a lot of attention from it. He probably made over $100,000
off his
boots.
Yeah, I think this guy, you know, he did fine.
No, he got the $100,000.
Oh, it says he did.
It says that he refused the out and kept the implants in for a full year before his friend deposited $100,000 in a Swiss bank account.
Okay.
He actually did get the money.
I apologize, yeah. Tyson. One too many Jack and Cokes for me last night.
Yeah. They're free here.
Yeah.
It's amazing that you're doing this podcast at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. But this guy did fine. This guy, he had a good run. You heard about him. He was famous. He met women. That this was a good deal overall for him. But I'll pass.
Okay. I'll pass. Well, so no matter what, you're passing. No matter the dollar amount.
I think so. Hey, is there a dollar amount that this would be worth it for you?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I would do it for 20 mil.
20 mil.
Yeah.
Danny, what about you?
You know, I say no because it's hypothetical, but if you drop $20 million in cash in front of me, I think that it'd be harder to say no.
Mm.
It's so easy to say no when it's hypothetical, but when it's all very real, I mean, 38 C's, maybe I can look like I got ripped, like I'm a swolger.
A swolger?
Yeah.
That's the thing, too. That's the other thing. It's like, I feel like there's things you could do after you get the implants to, like, combat it. Like, you could tape them down, like fighter chicks do. There's stuff you could do to kind of hide them. Wear baggy shirts, you know, like high school girls when they're after prom night and their parents don't know that they're pregnant for like 8 months.
What?
Yeah, that happens. They're wearing like big baggy hoodies and stuff to school and they're like, oh, your wardrobe changed. You're wearing JNCOs and baggy hoodies.
And then the mom walks into the bedroom and there's a baby on
there's
the floor.
There's a baby.
She's like, what happened?
I just barely had this, mom.
That's not mine.
Yeah. Oh my God. But Tyson, this is a crazy story.
It's all true.
All right. So here's another story about a new fragrance that is taking the world by storm. Ooh. It's called Book Smell. Book Smell. And it is a perfume which takes the smells that you would have in bookstores or libraries. And the high-end fragrance called Paper Passion goes for $200 a bottle and claims to replicate the nostalgia and the olfactory pleasures of a freshly printed book. Danny.
My goodness.
Are you getting this for Mrs. Danny?
I think I'm more interested in a more of a fresh bread perfume.
Mm.
You know, freshly baked bread would be more appealing to me than the... I mean, kids like us, people our age, we watched the demise of the library in the bookstore. So I don't know how many memories they actually have of being in a bookstore or a library and smelling the books. It's like, that doesn't exist. Maybe the smell of a brand new iPad packaging.
Oh, Apple
more,
Store. Now that's something, right, Tyson?
Yeah, I guess so. But also, this maybe targets the older generations a little bit, this perfume.
Yeah, and old people have to wear perfume. I mean, that's science.
They smell like death. Yeah.
They smell like death
no matter what, but if you can
flesh. Mask
it a little bit, it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that at Halloween, you see like naughty librarian. I feel like that's kind
Ooh,
of a
yeah.
costume.
Yeah.
Is that tapping into this? Is there, but I feel like that most librarians
aren't naughty.
I don't know. I feel like that's sort of like a thing of like, oh, the quiet librarian has a wild side. Is that what this is? The idea is here?
Yeah, but the scent wouldn't matter because nobody has seen a librarian in the wild, meaning in their environment. So they wouldn't know what that smell was.
Yeah, not sure. Yeah,
you're right. Tyson's right. It's probably targeted for the 50 plus age group.
No, I think if I smelled it, I'd be like, wow, you smell like a library.
Yeah.
Really?
Would I be attracted to that smell? I don't think so because I wasn't particularly attracted to it when it was the library smell.
Yeah, I thought libraries smelled like wet socks. That's kind of the memory I have of libraries.
I just don't know if I would necessarily associate that with any sort of like perfume. Like you just like would smell a woman who smells a lot like paper. You smell like a book.
You work at a paper mill? No, thank you.
Yeah. This Paper Passion fragrance is only $200. So if we could get a Kickstarter going.
Right. So I don't know.
Why don't we get a Kickstarter going make our own freshly baked bread perfume?
So that's your ideal? You want a woman who smells like a bakery?
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah, I do. I do. Or they mention the smell of freshly cut grass. That's also a good one. Freshly cut grass would be great.
Like in the spring, freshly cut grass in the springtime.
Okay.
Yep. The smell of, maybe, I'm trying to think what kind of scents.
Cigarette smoke.
Ooh. Oh, gross.
Combined with alcohol.
Yeah.
Do they beer make a coffee?
Stale beer and stale cigarettes.
To me, I say, okay, well, she's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's got a dirty mouth.
All right.
Do they make a coffee perfume? I kind of like the smell of some coffees.
They do make coffee body washes.
Okay. Well, have you ever noticed it? I've seen it in an airplane when a person throws up. Have you ever seen where dump the coffee on it?
And they use it neutralizes coffee. It.
Yeah, they also use coffee. I once put a skunk in a girl's car, and she didn't drive.
Wait, why did you put a skunk in a girl's car?
As a prank, I put a dead skunk in her car.
Where'd you get a dead skunk from?
Just off the road. And I shoveled it into her bag and then put it in her car. And then the problem was she didn't drive because she was sick for 3 days. So
from the dead skunk?
She was sick. Unbeknownst to her. So the skunk sat in the summer sun in her car for 3 days and just wrecked her car with the smell of skunk. Yeah,
this is like Dexter stuff.
Hold on. I got back in, and do you know what she used to neutralize the smell?
Tomato juice.
Coffee.
Oh.
Coffee beans everywhere. And I was like, hey, why do you have coffee beans all over your car?
And what'd she
say? She's like, someone put a skunk in my car.
And did you say, ha-ha, that was me?
No, I said, oh, what a jerk.
Danny, what did the girl do to you that made you put a dead skunk in her car?
She
was cute.
Yeah, I probably had a crush on her. And so I'm like, I'll show them how much I like her by ruining her car.
Yeah. Danny's ruthless on them bitches.
Wow. I hope nobody does that to me ever.
But I think that coffee would make a great one. And if it wasn't used as a perfume, at least they could use it on airplanes to cover up the stench of vomit.
Mm. Yeah. And would it like keep you awake more? Is it like caffeinated perfume?
Oh, that's a good idea.
That is a good idea. That's what the body scrubs actually do.
Yeah.
They're supposed to, with the caffeine in them, it's supposed to actually tighten your skin.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
It's marketed to women with cellulite and stuff.
I saw Stephen Fishback headed into the spa here at the Pepper Mill. Is that what you think he was going in for?
I'm sure it's what he was going in for.
The guy's getting massages while playing poker. Now he's getting massages after poker. Like, he's like the most relaxed person I've ever heard
of.
So relaxed. Have you ever talked to him? He's just like,
Danny's not Steven.
Yeah.
Now we know why. He was getting massages all day long.
Yeah. On the hour.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know we're up against that. Tyson has to play in another poker tournament coming up here this afternoon. Danny, any other news stories you wanted to jump into?
No, I don't want Tyson to miss his poker.
His daily
championship
poker.
Because that in itself could be a great news story in the future.
Yeah. And Danny, you could be here playing this one.
I will, Tyson.
Will you win this one for Danny?
I will.
I'll win this one for Danny.
Win one for the Gipper, for me.
That's you.
Mm-hmm. What will I get, though, if you win it? That's all I'm interested in.
Good feeling. Depends on how much. This one's not a big profit, but the next ones are. So
yeah. Well, I think the prize on this one is, I think it's like $50. So you should at least go halves with Danny if you win.
25-er.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$50? Wait, that's stupid.
$50.
No, if you don't want your cut.
No 50% share for Danny.
That's pretty great. If you win $50, I'll definitely take my cut.
All right. What do you think about a hashtag for this episode? You like hashtag nice hand?
How about
gentlemanness?
Gentlemanness.
I did like that made up word that you guys came up with.
Or sportspersonship.
Sportspersonship is better.
Okay, let's do hashtag sportspersonship.
All right. Danny, great job. Thank you. It would be better to have you here in person, but this happy to have you here on Skype for the News AF adventure this week.
I'm glad to be here, even though I'm not there with you. And just, I look forward to you being with Tyson and I at a national park in the near future.
Yes, or a state park even.
A state park, yes.
Okay. All right. And you can follow Danny Bryson on Twitter, even though he doesn't tweet anything.
He's been favorite.
Yeah, at Danny Bryson.
I've been working.
There you go. Tyson that he is on his way to winning that $50 grand prize today, mm-hmm. and splitting it with Danny. He is at Tyson Apostle. He's been Snapchatting away.
Yes, I have.
Even teaching Boston Rob how to Snapchat.
Yeah, I did.
Boston Rob is Tyson's Snapchat protege.
Yeah, if he does it right. We'll see.
If he does it right.
I told him, he's like, so how do I do this? I was like, you just aim the camera at your dick.
He's like, oh yeah, I remember, was this app used to be called Chat Roulette?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And we have another podcast coming up here from the Pepper Mill with all the Survivor people coming up that we're going to record tonight. So looking forward to that. So make sure you don't miss any of that. Of course, send us in your tips as well for next week's show. We'll be back on Tuesday next week recording the show. Tips at newsaf.news. Anything else, Tyson?
That's it.
All right. Take care, everybody. Have a good one.
Bye. Shaka.